I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
This week, we talk the Met Gala of fishing clothes. Wait, can we call that the Met Gala? Plus, we touch on Florida Bill 7068, the toll road situation, and I'm headed to D.C. What's new, Nate?
We are getting into lake season up here in Georgia, where once summer hits, usually Memorial Day weekend is kind of the kickoff. So this coming weekend, we will be at the lake at my fiance's family's lake and having a good time.
Your fiance's family has a lake?
Oh, lake house. Sorry. That'd be cool if we had a lake.
Cool. Yeah. Listening to you talk, knowing your affinity for fly fishing, knowing that you're now growing a beard, like I'm sure you got a flannel Sims shirt somewhere and a Yeti hat and all that stuff. And then listening to you talk about Memorial Day is the kickoff for lake season. I'm like, this is like the southern version of the Hamptons. Like we're going down to the coast for the weekend or something. Like, this is you,
well,
man. This is the new Nate. Who dis?
Yeah, well, okay. Hamptons is a overstatement. That's a little, it's way less bougie and way more like redneck. Kind of looking.
It's the redneck Hamptons?
You know, I mean, my girlfriend's family's not redneck at all, but like the houses around, they're not big or gaudy. There's like one that's really big near them. But a lot of these houses that they have been in the family for 50 plus years. I mean, they're just, because when the Army Corps of Engineers flooded this lake, because this is the Savannah River that's dammed. So it's just a,
watch the language.
It's a huge lake. And, so they started selling parcels of land back right after they dammed it. And so they've had it in their family for
a million years.
50 years, probably. Yeah.
Roughly a million.
Yeah, long time.
What's new with you, Travis?
There we go. Second take is the key. We are doing a second take of this like we did last week. So this is awesome. Like, we get a dry run, we're always on it.
If anyone like wants to send me a new MacBook, since you're into sending stuff now.
Oh, yeah. Do we have any Apple employees that listen?
There you go. I think we have at least one. What's new is we got some feedback from a listener from last week's show due to Emily's aggressive posturing about his name being Alf Johnson, not Ralph Johnson. And technically his name is Mike Johnson.
Right. So come at me, Alf, because you wrote your damn name and I just read it. If you can't spell it, I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I feel like every time we get a new list, this, Nate, do you feel like this is the problem with reviews? Do you feel like people are scared to leave reviews at this point because of what Emily's going to do to them?
I mean, maybe, but if I left a review and you like dogged on me, I think it was funny and I would want to listen more.
He sent us a message saying if he comes to the live show, which everyone and their brother should want to come to the live show. If he comes to the live show, he's going to make a shirt that says, I am Alf, the love bug. So I think he's taking it in stride.
The love bug.
Yeah.
I cried whenever Travis read me that. I laughed so hard I cried.
Oh.
Which Emily needs delight.
It was
her
so
heart.
Funny.
I do.
No, it's outstanding. Listeners are the best. Anyway, what's new with you?
You wouldn't know it looking at the two of us, but Travis is probably the more athletic out of us. And
anyone that's met you and me knows that's true.
Okay. Well, he has played tennis all of his life and I've never played. And so we went today and had like an afternoon outing and took our son. And it was so fun. I really, really enjoyed it. And I think I might have a little bit of a natural ability for it.
Sure.
I hit the ball.
Did you hit it over the fence or did Will?
I think Will hit it over
the fence. There were a lot of doubles off the wall.
But anyway, it was just really fun to learn something new. But also, I am old. I am much older than the last time I learned a sport. And I am so sore and tired. And it was hot. But I didn't talk about this in our first take.
We did this on a Sunday afternoon. We're recording this on Sunday afternoon. So we went and played tennis from 12 to 2.
Yeah, the heat of the day. But it was awesome to be outside. And the Shake Shop was within walking distance of the tennis courts.
In Auburndale.
My hometown land.
It's what we call the poor town.
Auburndale.
The poor man's Andes. That's really, you're the worst.
Nate,
and so I had a cheeseburger and a chocolate milkshake after I've sweated for 2 hours outside and
boom.
It was delightful.
It's all part of Beachbody.
Hey, nice.
Nate, your dad, one of the best tennis players I've personally played against or seen play. Like growing up, him and my dad played a lot. I'm sure he hasn't played in 20 years.
Yeah.
But he was like a cat.
No,
he was very
he
quick
hasn't.
On the court.
But yet, I've heard that from different people, but I've never really seen him play because he played a lot when I was younger. And so, but I've heard that from
he
people that he was pretty good.
He didn't hit like scorchers, but he was just hard to get a ball past because he was really quick. So he would get to the ball and hit it back, get to the ball. He would basically make you make a mistake. Eventually you would hit the net or you'd hit the ball out or something.
Right.
But he would just consistently right. hit the ball back. And you couldn't, he was quick on his feet. Like you wouldn't think that, but he was really, he had good lateral movement. So
he's quick in his brain. That's the thing. That dude is just quick and funny.
You think we should start a Cast and Blast Florida tennis league? What does that look like to you?
So much beer at a tennis court.
In fact, no tennis at all.
No.
Like we all forget to bring rackets and balls. Like, we just bring beer and barbecue.
Maybe there's a tennis ball being thrown around or like a beach ball and camp chairs and a barbecue grill.
You just described a Kenny Chesney concert.
Oh, God. No.
Okay. We have a game as the foot. We did not have one last week because we had an anonymous mailbag. Mailbag.
I want to do a nail bag. What's
wow.
that?
It's not doing your nails. So as you know, we love to pick inane things here in draft form. So we have a game as the foot, the first annual inaugural Cast and Blast Florida whistling songs draft. This is a quick hit draft of songs that contain whistling. As usual, we drew straws backstage. Guess who got the first pick, Emily?
Nate.
No one can hear the hand gestures you're making. But yes, Nate got the first pick. So Nate, kick us off. What is your number one pick for whistling songs?
So my first pick is going to go with the Good, Bad, and Ugly theme song. Yeah, I'm really bad at whistling. But anyway, yeah. And the scene that goes along with that song in that movie is like one of the best scenes of film history. It's amazing.
Definitely.
I'm going off. You have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't.
Have you seen The Good, Bad, and the Ugly?
Never.
Okay.
Only what happens in our house.
But that's where we get the term like Mexican standoff.
Yeah.
Because when you have two other people.
It's a
you know,
great
like
scene.
The Office episode. It's like the Office episode where they're doing the, yep. where Michael makes up that whole game.
With Pam and Andy
yeah.
and Dwight.
Yeah.
I'm not going
yeah,
down
yeah,
for
yeah.
this.
All right, Em, you get the second pick.
Okay. I love the whistling song at the beginning of Robin Hood, the animated movie.
How's it go?
It goes.
Nate is dancing.
Because little guy is just walking.
Actually, that was one of my favorite
like Robin Hood and Little John walking
up.
Through the forest right now.
Is that the, what animal is that walks to that song? Is it a rooster?
It's a rooster.
Yeah.
The rooster's like the narrator of that movie. That's one of the best animated movies
it
of
is.
All time.
I need to watch that.
It's a great one.
That was Nate's jam back in the day.
That was like the first time I was ever attracted to an animated character.
Okay,
the Robin
I feel
Hood
like
Fox.
This is going down a therapy hole that we're going to need to edit out for... or maybe save.
They made him so personal.
For future litigation purposes or
okay.
something.
Okay, all right.
Creepy.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Classic.
Can you whistle that for me?
Good one.
I can't whistle it. I can't whistle. Yes.
Nice.
You're in fuego with your whistling today.
I've been practicing.
Have you?
No.
All right, Nate. You're up.
All right. So my second pick is The Fishing Hole, the Andy Griffith theme song.
That's the most ubiquitous whistling song of all time, right?
Hey, but as soon as someone hears it, they know exactly where it came from. Unless you're under like 25 and then...
Your parents need to be talked to. You know how when you think... of a number, you see a color. Some people have that thing where like they think of,
yeah.
When I think of your mom, I hear that song because I've,
Andy
yes,
Griffith.
Your mom loves Andy Griffith more than anyone
it's
on the planet.
It's not the same thing.
She does.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
And now that it's on Netflix, they watch it all the time.
Yeah. Like that. Your mom has Netflix for a show that went off the air 72 years ago.
Right.
that's just fantastic. All right, Em, what do you got?
Okay, this one, I feel like this is unexpected. I'm choosing Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Yeah, that's a great whistling song. Can you do it? Yes.
Nice.
You have like this unbelievable gift here.
My dad can whistle really well.
Do you feel like iTunes is going to think that we're doing like we're splicing in?
Not a chance.
Disavowing fair use because you're whistling so well those parts.
There's no chance I'm actually doing it in the right key.
Okay, I'm going Bridge Over the River Kwai.
What's that?
Do you know this one, Nate?
Whoa. I don't think so.
All right, hang on.
You can't whistle it?
I can't whistle.
Really? At all?
Not well. Like beyond a... There we go.
that was like your mouth farted and you didn't know what happened. He shocked himself when it worked.
Oh, that was amazing. That was great.
We need to have a... Okay, for the live show, somebody needs to write this down. We need to eat... The three of us need to whistle a song, and if the audience can guess it, then the host went, like the co-host.
Yeah,
they can make the audience guess the song.
We're not going to do that. Here we go. I got it on YouTube.
We're going to play a movie over YouTube through the speakers for you all now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my dad used to whistle that, too. Mm-hmm. What's that from?
That's from The Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Is that just a song or is it like a movie?
The Bridge Over the River Kwai is a movie.
I've never seen it. I'm asking. I'm learning.
It's a classic movie.
Your mouth just farted a whistle a second ago, so you shouldn't be all like super high and mighty about everything, okay?
All right, Nate. Last pick. What do you got? If anyone's still listening.
All right. So I'm going to go Tighten Up by the Black Keys.
I don't know this.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good pick, Nate. I know that song. I just didn't know that was by the Black
Keys.
Yeah,
me neither.
Solid.
Yeah, it's a
all right,
pretty popular
you're up
song.
Last pick.
Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah, can you whistle that part?
Don't worry, be happy. I feel
nice.
Like the little frog.
You feel like the little frog?
Isn't there a little frog that sings it?
I have no idea what you're talking about right
now. Travis
is
gone.
I don't
He's
know.
Left. This is the worst feet draft we've ever done.
So I'm going Uncle Lucius, Keep the Wolves Away. I'm going new. Do you know this song?
Ooh, that's a creepy song.
I don't know this song.
Right, hang on. I'm going to
play
a little clip for you.
I do know this song.
That's a pretty good pick, right?
It's a great
pick.
For
a new song.
I like that song a lot.
Okay. I feel like we've beaten that horse. As did you have any that weren't mentioned? Did you have any that weren't mentioned that you need to squeeze in there?
No,
I'm over
really.
It.
You're over it.
I have another one, but I'm over it.
What was your other one?
Well, the internet says that the Lazy Song by Bruno Mars has a whistling
it
part
does.
In it, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, today I don't feel like doing anything.
Oh, I just needed someone else to say it, and then my mind ran did it.
How's a whistle?
Huh?
Does it just whistle the
right lo- there?
Today I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't whistle. Yeah, that's a great whistling song. I forgot that had whistling in it.
Me too. Well, hell, I should have put that in my top three. Mobby. Okay, we'll do that. But we'll do better next time we do whistles.
All right, we've moved into fishing season. So we still try to keep waterfowl hunting on our radar, but we've moved into fishing season. So as part of that, we talked about maybe talking about fishing clothes, fishing outfits. Do you call them outfits, Nate? Like, how do you arrange your outfit for fishing? Do you lay it out the night before?
Yeah. I don't call them outfits.
You don't?
No.
See his face?
But sometimes I do lay them out the night before. Just as for convenience sake.
Is that the differentiator between an outfit and not an outfit? Is if you lay it out the night before? Because I feel like that is, in my mind, that is. I'm asking you. You're the only person here with any fashion sense at all.
Well, that's awful for everyone, but I think that you're outfitting yourself for your day. So yeah. It's an outfit, no matter what you call it.
It's an outfit.
But when you think of it as a verb, okay. I'm outfitting, it's more masculine.
Okay, we're going to start at the top and work our way down. So we're going to start with hats, which we did a whole episode on hats,
okay.
Which was terrible. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
We did a whole episode on hats that we would love to remove from like history.
Yep, just delete
it. It's hands down the worst episode we've ever done, right?
Oh, absolutely.
If you've ever wanted to hear people who are not experts on hats talk about hats for a very long time,
that's it.
Then it's your jam.
So let's talk about hats for a minute. For a minute, literally. Hat preference when you're fishing. Floppy hat, straw hat, baseball hat. Like, where were you at on this? Why?
As y'all know, I'm a big fan of the straw hat.
Yes, you are.
I love the straw hat because it's big, shady, keeps you cool, keeps the sun off of you. It's just a solid beach day, fishing day, outside in the yard
day. It's like carrying your own umbrella on your head. The only downside to the straw hat is exactly. is driving. Like when you're boating, you got to take it off to run from spot to spot.
Mm. Yeah, it's a wind catcher.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I don't want to take the time to take it off, so I don't wear one because of that. So I do have a Tilly hat. You have a Tilly?
I do not have a Tilly hat. My dad has one.
I have a Tilly hat, which is kind of a floppy, boonie looking hat that I like it a lot. And it's got straps so that when I run from spot to spot, I take it off. But then the problem is if I forget to put it right back on, I'll get sunburn on my head, like on my forehead.
Yeah.
Where are you at on hats?
I prefer a baseball cap, a woman's baseball cap with a hole in the back for obviously the ponytail.
Yeah,
don't have that problem. I like the straw hats, but I can't get away from hair on my neck if I'm in that situation. So.
Oh, and it makes you hot.
Yeah, it just sticks to you, and I can't do that.
You're pretty hot, baby.
So stop. So I like the baseball caps. I have found two women's baseball caps in my entire life that actually I like and I wear.
And they're both from American Eagle.
No, one's from American Eagle. One's from Target. I randomly found one at Target with an American flag on it that I love
so much.
That hat's
the worst.
You're the worst.
Where are you at on baseball caps, Nate?
I like a baseball cap.
Trucker cap, right?
I like
you're a trucker cap guy.
Trucker style, yeah, with the snapback and flatter brim, but not flat.
Yeah, we're not having that debate because you're insane. The you don't ever spin your hat around backwards to drive, though, do you?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
See, I take it off
and hang it on the
little
throttle.
Binnacle. I am much more of a fan of the fitted hat for running from place to place because I will forget to turn my hat back around when I get where I'm going, and then I end up with a little sunburn ring on my forehead.
Just a little D-shape.
Yeah, not cool.
Sunburn.
And I kind of a rock your hat backwards kind of guy anyway, just in life. You know, I could pull that look off.
Sure.
All right, let's.
I can't, so I don't wear them backwards. I usually flip them back around when I'm.
I've got a picture of Nate from high school looking straight fire wearing an FSU hat backwards holding a big old redfish.
Now, yeah, in my younger days, I pulled it off. I was about 100 pounds lighter. And
you were in peak fighting condition?
Better looking, but yeah.
I don't know, man. Scruffy Nate has it going on right now. Okay, we're moving down now. We're going to tops, blouses, tops.
Wow.
Oh, God. Where are you at? Where are you at on tops? Like... This is the most I've ever talked about fashion in my life. Where are you at on tops? Like you like long sleeve, short sleeve? You like button down? You like pullover? You like?
I'm a long sleeve, like technical t-shirt type person.
Yes, mm-hmm. Preach. Same.
Yeah, that's kind of my favorite. And I also like the button up Columbias. I mean, they're just classic. But I always wear those with the sleeves rolled up. I never wear them down.
So you buy long sleeves, you just push the sleeves up on the button down. Do you not catch the buttons when you throw your cast net?
I don't know if I've thrown a cast net in one.
Really?
To be honest with you.
Yeah, because I see you a lot of times when you're top water fishing, you'll have the button down. Not that paying that close of attention to what
usually,
you're wearing, but maybe.
Wow.
Also, usually when I'm throwing a cast net, I've got a rain jacket or something on.
Oh, okay.
Keep me dry. So.
Gotcha. Do you do the full Sims gear, like you pull the... Or not Sims.
Like the, bibs or the frog togs or whatever. Yeah, no. Usually just a jacket.
Yeah,
my legs are soaked.
I'd rather be wet than I would hot. And this stuff's so hot. Where are you at on tops?
Very hot.
I discovered something about myself this year.
Recently.
Yeah, I've been going for the moisture wicking polyester long sleeve fishing shirts forever. And last time I was outside, I don't know if we were fishing.
We were fishing.
Yeah.
We were fishing.
I just wore a cotton long sleeve t-shirt and that was so much more comfortable. I think the cotton was like absorbing. It was more moisture wicking than the moisture wicking because it's cotton and it was more breathable than the moisture wicking. And I was way more comfortable. So I think I'm going back to basics on that, y'all.
Wow.
Y'all.
See, I don't know how I feel about that because we all just kind of followed the trend when they went to the polyester, moisture wicking material, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So we've all kind of just run down that way. And I don't think I've worn a cotton t-shirt fishing in years.
You
so
should try it.
I actually have one in my truck to try.
Yeah.
Probably this week.
I might be nuts. Yeah. You might suffocate, but I liked it.
I used to just fish in like gym shorts and a straight up t-shirt.
Yeah. Well,
for like a long time, the fishing wardrobe all the time was a Guy Harvey short, a Guy Harvey shirt and gym shorts or bathing suit, right?
Right, right.
Now we've gotten very technical. Okay, yeah. A couple questions. Can I ask you, how do you feel about the hoodie shirts? Have you seen those?
I actually just bought one. I found one on sale.
I knew that you did. This is why I put this in here.
At Bell's. And I got one because I'm really, really, really going to try hard to keep the sun off of me this year. Because as I'm getting older, I can really tell that I've been in it. So I'll that's TBD.
The jury's out on
I'm
that?
I'm TBD on that, but what do you think I'll report of them? Back.
I think they're cool. I don't have one. I want to get one and try one before our trip this year.
They just feel hot to me. Like, I don't know. I don't have one, but I feel like they're going to be hot.
Yeah, but I feel like they're cooler than like the buffs, though.
Right? And you don't
like
the
buffs
line.
To me are hot.
Well,
the line.
That and think yeah. of, this is how I thought about it, right? Because there's always the moment where you can feel your skin start to burn, but you're like busy. You're like busy on the boat fishing, or you don't want to like you just got it in the perfect spot. And you don't want to stop and put sunscreen on. So I like the thought of being able to just reach behind me and flip that hood up.
Mm-hmm.
If my neck feels burny or my eels feel burny. Anyway.
Okay, creeper. Yeah, I'm the same way. I prefer obviously a short sleeve shirt because it's cooler to me. But being out in the sun all day, I go the polyester long sleeve t-shirts like you were talking about. I don't like buttons because I do throw my net with my shirt, and I just bring a spare shirt to change. So, but I just don't like the button shirts. They feel too formal. I don't want to be dressy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not dressy.
It's not black tie fishing.
Yeah. We don't have a reservation for lunch. You know what I'm saying? Like we're.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
All right, shorts, pants. Where are you at on this bathing suit? Like, what's your preference?
Shorts almost exclusively.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't think I've worn pants fishing in a long time. But I'll either go with like the bathing suit style, like khaki looking shorts,
yep.
like the Columbia makes or whoever. Real Legends make some too. Or I go with like straight board shorts, like bathing suit type thing.
Totally agree.
Or just regular cotton khaki shorts if I'm,
you're in on this. If you're a pants person.
So.
Yeah. But recently, like in the past couple of years, they've been doing the leggings thing. That's been the new ladies trend.
But you don't really like those much, do you?
God, they're so hot. Like all this
like
new
like
moisture
hot, like
wicking.
Hot
yeah, like
temperature.
Like a sweating my, I don't have balls, but sweating really a lot, just right. a lot of sweat. So I like the Columbia pants that are looser that you can zip off into shorts. They're real, really cool looking, you guys.
Those are not the other
oh,
kind of
oh, yeah,
hot.
Those are the...
No, they are awful.
Peak of fashion.
But they're functional. I'm always function over form, so.
I am going to do a brand thing here because you guys know I like Avid Gear. I've found that their shorts, like you were talking about, you know, because you're going with like the four-way stretch, right? Like the spandexy.
Oh, yeah. And they got to be stretchy.
Got Real Legends. I've got Columbia. I've got Avid. I've got OP. I've got some off brands that you buy at Walmart or whatever. The Avid ones are the most comfortable by a mile. And I don't know why they're so much more comfortable, but they are. It's like the waistband is it's fitted, but it doesn't pull or tug or anything. I don't know. They're just more comfortable. So they're really nice shorts. And the stretch is different.
Yeah, he's gotten several pair of those.
I'm a big fan.
Sweet.
All right, shoes. Let's talk shoes. Emily, you want to talk shoes?
I mean, Crocs or get off the boat. Like, you can't beat them.
Crocs or get off the boat
like
is what you're coming at me
they
with.
They are way more stable than a flip-flop, right? Because you can't get a flat. Like, it's harder to flat tire someone if they're wearing Crocs. You can rinse them off. You can Clorox
Sorry,
them
flat
off.
Flat tire someone?
Yeah. Like if you're walking behind somebody wearing flip-flops and you step on their flip-flop, you give them a flat tire.
Why are you walking so close to people wearing flip-flops?
That's a great question that every American/European should ask themselves about flip-flops. I don't know where else flip-flops are used. America and Europe? Canada?
I think they're
French Canada?
Pretty much around the world.
Pretty worldwide,
whatever.
I believe.
I don't think there's boundaries on the flip-flop market.
I don't know these things, guys. I can only keep one market in my head at a time.
Okay, so you're not a flip-flop person on the boat.
I mean, I've worn them before, but they get destroyed and they get real slippery. And you have broken your toe wearing flip-flops on a boat.
I have.
I just think Crocs are a little bit safer and more stable, easy to clean. They're the GOAT.
Do you want to do this, Nate, or should I?
I'll do it. Flip-flops almost exclusively, 100, almost 100% of the time. I don't own a pair of Crocs.
Shame on you.
There's hope for it because he's up
there. I do own a pair of the Croc sandals, which are very comfortable.
Like Croc flip-flops?
And the reason, Croc flip-flops. But the reason I bought them is because the only really good pair of flip-flops I have are leather Olakai.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't like getting them wet.
Yeah, they take forever to dry.
I mean, they're
dry.
Fine. They don't break or it doesn't mess them up, but it takes forever to dry and they stink when they get wet. So I wanted to get some like non-leather, just straight whatever plastic or whatever that is made so that I can get them nasty in the boat fishing and not worry about them. I can just like dunk them in the water, wash them off or spray
plus
them off
float.
Back at the house and not worry
the
about
them. The Crocs float, which is perfect.
Right.
Here's
exactly.
my problem with Crocs.
Exactly.
If you wear Crocs anywhere else, like if you wear them on asphalt, on concrete or whatever, they will very quickly break down on the bottom and you will bust your tail on a boat.
Absolutely.
Like I cannot do Crocs on a boat. That's the most dangerous thing in America. Because they're so slippery.
What shoes can you wear successfully on a boat? Because you've broken your toe in flip-flops. You'll bust your ass in Crocs. I've never seen you be stable in any sort of footwear.
Yeah, so I finally went to those canvas Olakai shoes. Mm-hmm. I wear those. I like the grips on like good flip-flops, like Olakai's. I'm sure Reefs has them too. Like a grippy bottom on those shoes. I like that a lot because it just feels safer. You jump up and down from the polling platform or stepping up and down in and out of the deck and you got people moving around the boats, so it shifts or whatever. Having some grip on the bottom is, I can't go barefoot. Do you go barefoot ever?
Yeah. Sometimes, like if I'm on the boat, I'll kick my shoes off and fish barefoot sometimes. But it's usually not for like any extended period or if it's, you know, I don't do it for very long. And if I want to like get rid of that flip-flop tan on my foot, maybe I'll go barefoot.
You worry about your tan lines a
but,
lot?
But
Do you lay out to balance it sometimes?
Big deal. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm really glad we have this conversation because I need a new pair of Crocs before the beach. So I'm like shopping right
She's
now.
She's shopping right now for Crocs.
But my dad likes the Columbia canvas shoes.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of brands
like
around there.
Yeah, and I think I want to get a pair just to try them, see if I like them. Because they would also be good if you had to get out of the boat. Yep. And push or something like that. Flip-flops suck for that because they get stuck in the mud. Mm-hmm. And, yeah,
they pull off and then you're walking on oysters.
And then if you
feet.
Go barefoot, though, if you go barefoot, you're going to cut your feet up because of the oysters and rocks and stuff. So, anyway.
Yeah, I'm a big canvas shoe guy for day in, day out use. But I can't go barefoot because I'm on the boat so long a lot of days. Like my back would just give out and my feet, like the soles being on the flat surface, that would hurt the arches and stuff. All right, so the last category we had was accessories, sunglasses. Like, what were your thoughts on this? Sunglasses. Do you use your Apple Watch? Have you used your Apple Watch fishing?
I have not.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
Are you scared to?
I
thought
not.
You had a problem with the haptics or something when we went fishing.
Oh, yeah. So sunscreen got on the face of it, and it lost its mind. Like, it couldn't tell if I was touching it or, like, what was happening, and it kept just thumping me. But we got through that. We talked about
it. Doesn't it have some kind of twist thing where you squeeze the water out of it?
Yeah, it's got a water expulsion feature. It's pretty cool. I think my favorite accessory as an adult, I'm on my second pair of prescription sunglasses.
Yeah, and that's been well worth it.
Has changed my life on so many levels. And this year, I really splurged and got classic Ray-Bans with like the tint that I like. And
they look good.
They're classic, so they won't ever go out of style, and I really, 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 really like them.
Are they polarized?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she splurged.
Nice.
We did the healthcare savings account thing, so we put the money in there, and we were able to use that to buy them.
It.
Like, they're expensive, but they are well worth it. And the enjoyment of her being on the... She's light-skinned and light eye color, which way more sensitive to sun. So,
right.
Any stuff that sticks out to you that we need to talk about there?
Yeah. I like Smiths. I'm a big Smith guy.
Oh, love Smiths. Yep.
Got my first pair last year for my birthday, and really love them. They're awesome. They're light and they're strong and they just feel like they're well made.
Yeah.
Like you're not gonna just bust them at any point in time.
You won't hear me dog on like Costa or any of the other brands. Like they're all good sunglasses. No. I know probably most of the people listening to this have Costas, but Smith's, RCI, like I feel like some of those, because Costa has so much of the market, they can coast in some areas, and Smith and RCI and some of those smaller brands are having to really compete there. And so their quality is a little bit better feeling. Is that you follow me on that? Like, I do think Smith's are clear by sunglass to sunglass. I just think they're clear. I'm not getting paid to say that or anything else. I just truly believe that, having had a lot of sunglasses in my life.
Yeah, I was a Costa guy for a long time, and then you turned me on to the Smiths, and I was like, well, I'll try them. And man, they're awesome.
Really are. And I'm impressed too with the RCIs. That's right Coast Independent. They're in Florida. They have made in Italy or somewhere. I've tried a pair on, looked through them, thought, wow, these are really cool. I can't say much more about them because I haven't fished with them for very long or anything like that. So, but I'm a Smith guy right now. Like, to me, for the money, that's where you want to be in sunglasses. Till I see differently.
Yeah, I agree. So I agree.
All right, I think that's a good conversation on fashion. Can we call this Fashion Week? Is that what we should call this?
Fashion Week. Sure.
Yeah. Polk County Fashion Week.
Polk County Fashion Week.
The Met Gala of fishing.
There you go.
Wow.
The Net Gala.
The Net Gala.
Nate, what is your release?
My release is Ron DeSantis and the approval of the road.
Same.
Going through the nature coast of
State
Florida.
State Bill 7068.
I like Ron DeSantis. I think he's made some strides for conservation and for water quality and different things like that. And I think he's done some good things, but he missed the boat on this one. If he really wants to be a conservation minded governor, this isn't it. I mean, this isn't the way forward for that. And I understand the whole progress thing and the development thing. Like, I'm not anti-development, but I think he missed this one.
Yeah, could not agree more. That's actually I'm going to go next to him because that's my release too. Because when you look at the state and the rate at which we're growing and the rate at which we're sprawling that growth out, you saw that picture. I'll try to find it, figure out how to link to it in the show notes. I don't know if I can, but it's from Tampa Bay Waterkeeper. The guys over there posted a picture showing the lights of Florida at night, and you could see like the density and the sprawl. And then they highlighted where these roads were going to go, like the areas they were going through, and it was completely dark areas. And it's like, man, it's so many layers to this. Like, I don't understand. Part of my problem with this was I didn't see any NGOs. Oh, no, I saw a lot of NGOs like Tampa Bay Waterkeeper and groups like that come out opposed to this. But there were some water quality groups I saw nothing from on this. And it's like, is this because you're so pro-development, you're going to look the other way when it comes to that portion of water quality? Because you're either for it or you're against it when it comes to the state's water. Like you're gonna have to cross some swords at some point. And I just was really disappointed not to see anything from several groups. I'm not gonna call them out specifically. You guys know who they are. I just was disappointed to see nothing come out of it. Because as you see development, you're gonna see more runoff. You're gonna see more fertilizer runoff. You're gonna see more septic and sewage, and then is the handling infrastructure in place already for that? That's going to create more problems, and all that's going to create downstream problems in an already overtaxed watershed.
And the next thing you know, Crystal River looks like Fort Myers.
Well, and one of these toll roads is from Polk County to Collier County. That's going to go through the Kissimmee Basin. That's the Kissimmee River. That's the South Florida Water Management District. That watershed is all shared. So, man, I was very disappointed. Had he vetoed that bill, it would have been a pretty clear, yes, I'm truly going to stick to my word on this. I'm not being bought by special interest. Now I'm just like, oh, he's just being bought by different special interests. I get it. I get the political game. I don't dislike him necessarily. But it's just, it's sad to me. It's sad that who's really looking out for our interest on this? I don't know at this point.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know either.
So that was a pretty clear indicator of he's not the guy. Can you bring the mood back up here?
Yeah. So my release is, I'm so disgusted by this. I don't even know. Maybe I'm not going to fix the mood. Okay. So someone did a poll on the sexiest accents, and The Boston accent was ranked sexiest in America.
Bull Schizer. Bull.
Wicked Hod.
Yeah,
we're
gonna
go
even
park
imagine
the car in the garage.
Some
park
the like car trying in the garage. To be sexy with someone with that accent.
Can we have a Sammy Adams over here?
They sound like every
Boston Lager.
The bad guy in every movie I ever saw. So right? Here's how it was: Texas got the first place.
I agree with that.
Then Boston, then New York, and then Chicago.
New York was third.
Yeah,
New York. What?
I don't even know what a Chicago accent is. Is that just talking regular?
I would think it's the same as Boston.
No, God, no.
No, it's different. Da Bears.
Oh, yeah, I get that. That's not a sexy accent. Yeah. Took
this Midwest poll? It's like
Midwestern.
I think Midwestern.
They only asked the Northeast and Texas.
Yeah, because New York for sure shouldn't be honest. Like, that's not a sexy accent.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not saying people from there can't be sexy. I'm just saying it's not a sexy accent.
I just think, though, that I am happy that the Texan accent was number one because Southern boys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Southern, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I get that.
I
want to
know,
I'm into
is
that.
This directed at men's accents or women's accents? Because if they took a poll of guys, it would have went like Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. Like, those would have been the winners.
Because guys like girls with Southern accents?
Yes.
Well, you do, though, because you're Southern.
Yeah.
No, I think all guys like girls with Southern accents.
I don't know about that. Because I think some Northern guys think you sound like an idiot if you have a Southern accent.
No.
Okay.
No, they like Southern. Yeah, there's songs about this.
They're all written by Southern people.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. Maybe it is a South thing, but.
I'm just saying.
How do you think the Sox are going to do this year? That's not even
God,
Boston. I was kind of like an Australian
like
Boston guy.
I can't do it.
Nate is actually physically.
I'm out. I'm out on this poll. This poll is terrible.
Okay, what's your keep, Nate?
My keep is I just bought some conservation-minded books, hunting books, for my summer read.
This is exciting.
So I bought the combo, you know, because we talked about books a few weeks ago. And so I was like, I'm just going to go all in. So I bought Hunting Adventures of the Ranch Hand by Teddy Roosevelt and The Wilderness Hunter. It was a combo book.
Nice.
It's all in the same book.
I saw that
so
on Amazon
nice.
When I put it in the show notes.
Yep. And then I bought Ranch Life and the Hunting Trail by Teddy Roosevelt as well. I bought The Hunting Rifle by Jack O'Connor, which
Ooh.
Is like one of the definitive books.
He's
on
got the books in
hunting
his
rifles.
Hands. Like he's
is Nate in an
yeah, they're right here.
Unprecedented phase of commitment in
yeah,
his
he really
life?
Is.
But my actual favorite one I got, the favorite one I got was The Big Game Animals of North America by Jack O'Connor.
Wow.
And the reason I'm keeping this book specifically is because your dad has a copy of
I've read
of this
that book.
Book
a million times.
So have I. And as soon as I got it and pulled it out and I flipped open to the first page, like memories flooded
Nostalgia.
Into my head of me being like 10 years old, sitting in your dad's living room, flipping through this book. Oh. It was like an enlightening moment for me.
That's the one with all the paintings,
and
right?
So, yeah. It's like the paintings of like him on a mountain aiming at a doll sheep. And like, I mean, it's just incredible. And so it's just like, total just nostalgia hit me hard with this book.
If you haven't ever seen
and
that book,
so I'm going to spend...
It's huge.
It's a coffee table size
yeah,
book.
It's a huge
I mean, it's
book.
Yeah,
and it covers like 35 species of big game animal in North America. Bears,
mountain
lions.
I don't even know how many, but yeah.
It's incredible.
Here, I'll tell you how many.
He's going
to it covers 20.
20.
20 species.
I remember as a kid, I read that book cover to cover, and then I would start it over again.
Oh my gosh. I'm so pumped to get into that again.
That's great.
And just
book.
Actually read it. Because I never actually read it when I was little.
Right.
I just flipped through and looked at the pictures. Because even doing that was the pictures in here amazing. But I'm excited to like actually dive into it and read it.
I had not thought about that book in 20 years until you just mentioned it. That's awesome.
I hadn't
dude.
Either until I was like flipping through Amazon. I was like, oh
Who
yes, I gotta
Amazon?
Get it.
I do.
Do you?
Every day.
That's a dangerous situation.
I know. I have a lot of restraint.
And you got the listener sent you the Posowitz book. That I'm going to get you
Posowitz
in a couple
book,
weeks
yep.
when we go on vacation together.
Yep. I'm going to have a pretty stout summer reading list.
That's awesome, man. I'm stoked about that. What about you? What's your keep?
So my keep is a new type of notebook. It's called the Rocket Book. Have you heard of this thing, Nate?
No, I have not.
I'm holding
Travis
one up.
Travis is
going to
model it. So essentially, it's
this is great radio.
It's a spiral notebook that you can physically write notes in on pages, but the pages are not made of paper. They're made of a new technology that's like a whiteboard paper. So you can take notes on it, and it's real smooth feeling, and then you can wet a paper towel and wipe it down. So it's basically reusable. But that's not the coolest thing.
Very cool.
There's a legend in the front of the notebook here with symbols on it.
Okay.
And there's an app that goes on your phone, on your smartphone. And so you can assign actions to each symbol in that legend. So like we'll take the diamond, for example. You can program it in the app where the diamond means send to my inbox. So you can take notes on a page, and then at the bottom of the page, if you check the diamond on the legend, it will automatically file that note into your email inbox, and then you can erase it, and
just
you have
by
a digital
a
copy of it. Yeah.
It uses a little QR code on every page.
It's really neat.
It's bad to
so
the
So for like people who are like to ideate with other people, it's like a whiteboard in your pocket, and you can carry it to restaurants and stuff like that. So it's really, really cool.
That's pretty awesome.
She got these cool pins to go with it. They're like those click pins that do like four colors of ink.
Right.
Like remember those from like 1987?
Oh, yeah.
When these came out and you were a baller if you had one in the sixth grade of Ms. Long's class.
And you always tried to push them all through at the
always,
same time.
Because
everybody did that. And if you didn't do that, you're lying.
You had no concept of physics whatsoever. I've tried it on this.
None.
I'm a 40-year-old man, and I've tried it on this.
That's the first thing you did.
That's the first thing I did was, can I get all four colors out that tip?
Yeah.
I know I can't, but I tried it anyway.
So
you have to try
Father's Day. I don't know when this episode's going to go live.
Next
week?
Yes,
so
this week.
This is a good Father's Day tip?
Yes, it's a great Father's Day tip.
If you have like a guy who's like a working guy who wants or takes notes, it's like $28 on Amazon, and then you can get a pen that has multiple colors in it for like 10 more additional dollars. So I think it's a really cool gift.
If you're a doodler or you like to visually describe things, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like to draw diagrams and draw. I talk with
pictures.
Emily's always been like, you should be a teacher because I talk with whiteboards. Like mm-hmm. I'm really good at describing and having something where I can doodle it, illustrate it. Man, that's a game changer for me. So I cannot wait to take this with me. My keep
Go ahead.
I am going to Washington, D.C. in about 2 weeks with a group from Vanishing Paradise to talk about a number of conservation issues. One of the top is Magnus and Stevens, the Forage Fish Act. They're having a group of people up there to discuss that. So I'm going to go be a part of that, meet with some congressmen, meet with some senators, and super stoked about the opportunity to do that and represent you guys in D.C. Like, that's cool. I'm pumped about it.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Yeah. Yep. The only downside is you're missing 2 days of our fishing trip
to do it. That's okay.
But you know what? Worth it.
Totally worth it.
I think so too. And you've worked so freaking hard to get to the point where you can go do stuff like that, and you should absolutely enjoy every second of that success and privilege.
Yeah, so big thanks to Bill Cooksey from National Wildlife Federation for setting all that up and asking me to be a part of it. So I'm really privileged to be a part of it. It took a little finagling to work out the schedule, so I was able to do it, but super stoked, and hopefully I do a good job and can represent the Cast and Blast Army well.
Yeah, so Nate, your boat might be really full those 2 days. I'm going to be tagging along.
That's all right. That's all right.
Anyway, so that's it. Hopefully, I will go to D.C. and be uber woke.
Okay, stay woke.
Thanks for listening. For more information on our Fashionistas picks, Nate's new books, or a viewing guide to the good, the bad, and the ugly, make sure to check us out at castandblastfl.com. Later.